Do you think that there is a need for any more regular season at this point, or do you think we should just pick it up from the playoffs when we come back, assuming that the timeline for this is probably going to be about when we would be in the playoffs in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'll preface it by this. At the initial pause, there's a lot of talk about buys and play-in games. So the upper seeded teams like the Golden Knights or the St. Louis Blues would get a first round bye, and then you'd have a couple of teams that were just on the fringe, either by the present standings at the pause or the points percentage, would have a playing game. My big concern there, and I talked to a coach about this, was the teams that have a play-in game or two would have a big advantage over the teams that haven't done played any games at all. Even if it's just two games, teams would have an advantage. So to answer your question, I would say I don't think you need any more regular season games. You can do it, but I also think that you might have to get creative with your playoff format. It may be you may have to look at something that's a non-traditional 16-win route to a Stanley Cup champion than we normally see with the four rounds of the best of seven. I mean, I've spent literally hours doing this by myself in my free time in coming up with different scenarios, and I keep coming back to a pool system where each division gets a pool playoff, and then you eliminate one team, but it's sort of a round robin to start, and then you go into your playoff format with maybe a best of five in the first round and then best of seven. So I've done a lot of this, but I do think you have to be wary of giving anybody a bye just because the other teams will have such a significant advantage.
Darren Millard from the Vegas Golden Knights joins us here on Cofield and Company, John Von Tobel and Adam Candy. Darren, what do you think of the way the Golden Knights are constructed right now with what you're coming up with your own scenarios and what you see in other scenarios? How do you think that this roster would fare?
I think really well. I mean, I was really optimistic and impressed with the way they were playing. Now, there were certainly injuries in Stone and Pacioretty and Tuck for that Minnesota game. And you look at the last game that they were supposed to play. Those three players weren't going to play, and Chandler Stephenson was a game-time decision. So there was some concerns on the upfront side of things, but boy, they were going great. They went into Alberta, won those two games, swept Alberta for the first time, and that's in a situation where they were battling for first place. I think it was probably the best that the Golden Knights were situated, and that's what, all due respect to the first year, where I consider that Cinderella. And so many things went right, but this is the best team playing its best hockey of the 3 years at the moment of the pause. So I was really looking forward to seeing how the final few games were going to sort themselves out, and the final five games, so hoping to cement the division title and maybe make a run at a second seed in the Western Conference. It was really set up to be going well with the addition of Robin Lehner as well.
You know, speaking of Lehner, I kind of wanted to go to him because, you know, we're talking, and it's obviously very optimistic if we can get any of these seasons right underway that have been cut off, the NBA, the NHL, get the season started in Major League Baseball. Lehner was quoted as talking that he was pretty pessimistic about it happening, saying, quote, "I don't think it's possible to shut down and run again when you have 100,000 cases of the coronavirus." What do you think a cutoff date is for, like, hey, if we get to this point and we're the National Hockey League, we don't want to compromise our next season too much, let's just punt on this and let's move forward?
That's the million-dollar question, or in today's dollars, maybe the $100 million question or billion-dollar question, is what is that cutoff date, and who makes the move first? And I have no doubt that Adam Silver and Gary Bettman are in constant communication, because so one doesn't want to cancel the season, the other one goes forward, vice versa. To give you a date, I can't really do that, but I do know the National Hockey League is very conscious and have stated on a couple of different occasions that the integrity of next season, it needs to be an 82-game schedule. It needs to include a more traditional timeline. So that to me means that you're looking at next season starting, I think that there's some wiggle room with it because if you take out an All-Star break or if you take out a bye week, then it gives you a couple of weeks back. But I still think you're looking at the latest you want to start next season as to being late October or early November, which means that that you really have to get going on a National Hockey League season middle of the summer. But as far as dates are concerned, I haven't looked at it that close. Mm-hmm. The playoff format's keeping me far too occupied with that, yeah. And the fitness challenge, icing down the arms and the shoulders.